This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Against the Miami Heat. And if memory serves, Andy would prefer that the Cavaliers play the Miami Heat, prefer that they play the Atlanta Hawks.
Mm.
And guess what? Really doesn't probably matter.
I hope you're right.
Yeah, probably doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Cavaliers should win that series. I do think, though, both of those teams have good head coaches. Quinn Snyder's playoff record, not stellar. Eric Spoelstra's, yes.
Is Quinn on the floor shooting?
No, but don't downplay the role of a coach because we've given Kenny Atkinson so much praise this year.
No, it has nothing to do with Kenny. I'm just saying, I mean, if they can't win in the playoffs and he's scripting the right plays and guys can't execute, it's hard for me to get mad at a coach on that.
Why is it that you would want to see Atlanta?
I don't. You do. I want Miami.
Oh, forgive me. I'm looking at Miami right now and I was thinking, I would rather see Atlanta. And the reason why is this. It's not about Atlanta. It's about Miami. I think Bam Adebayo is a good young player.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he can hurt you. I think that they have potentially guys who could possibly exploit the Cavs a little more than the Atlanta Hawks do. And I say exploit because I'm looking for a reason to think one of these teams might be more difficult than the other. So I'm just looking at that. Andrew Wiggins on the wing, he could be something. Tyler Hero's a 6'5 shooting guard. If he gets hot, he can win a game by himself. I think those guys are guys to keep an eye on. Duncan Robinson, who has not been quite what he once was, maybe, but he's still a tough player at 6'7". I think Miami could pose some issues, and Terry Rozier, local guy, maybe Terry gets them all fired up. I don't know. I'm just looking. If I had to pick one or the other to avoid, it would probably be Miami. I'd rather play Atlanta.
Yeah, well, you know me. I'm the guy that called out. I wanted the Indians to play the Yankees in the playoffs a couple years ago. So if you ask me, especially because early on I thought Atlanta's success was a little bit better against the Cavaliers than Miami's was, I don't know. Maybe it's just more of a gut feeling. And we can talk about the matchups all you want. First of all, we shouldn't even be worried about either one of these teams as fans.
Well,
I'm saying that we shouldn't be worried about the way things are going to go down in this next series, but if there's any hiccup in this thing, it is going to make us think twice about anything that happens in the second round to get there. Now, should we be talking about the second round? Or are you going to, if they get knocked out in the first round, I can't believe you were talking about the second round. I can't believe you were talking about Boston. Why would you even think about talking about Boston? They can't get by Atlanta. They can't get by Miami. You guys were all into it all season. And everyone knows the Cavs played these teams and these teams weren't exactly 100% all the way through, and maybe the numbers aren't exactly what they seem to be. No, I think this team should be able to roll through either one of these teams in five games. Is probably where it should be against either one of these teams. I don't know why. I think that And maybe it may not be an easy time in either one of these games. Let's face it. I mean, these teams are they're there because they've been able to be better than half the league at this point, right? So I don't know. I think the Cavs should be able to roll through both of these teams, and for some reason I would rather see them play Miami. Maybe it's just because I'm still mad at Miami for LeBron.
Does the Caris LeVert, George Niang thing do anything for you?
No, I just think it's another storyline. That's all it is. And I still feel
they're not going to bring any big secrets to the table.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They're going to talk about that one time everyone was smoking cigars after that big win, after the 15th win in a row. Oh, what are they going to bring? It's probably more beneficial for the Cavaliers than it is for the Hawks. We know two of their players. They know one of ours, right?
Well, I'm just wondering. Atlanta had some success against the Cavs in the regular season, but, of course, DeAndre Hunter was on Atlanta at the time.
Yeah.
So that's something. We'll see.
Maybe it is a better matchup against Atlanta. Dan, who do you want? I thought we talked about this for a second yesterday.
I don't care. You have to pick a team.
Pick a team.
Give me Miami.
Okay.
Sure. But in the grand scheme, I don't care.
Why, though? For no other reason than that Andy made you pick one?
That's probably the reason. I think the Miami Heat have less talent than they have in the past. I think the
Magic, I would agree with that, by the way.
The Magic Eric Spoelstra pixie dust, I don't think can stretch them as far as they need to with the lack of talent on that roster. I love Bam Adebayo. I enjoy watching Bam Adebayo play basketball. But, I mean, Tyler Hero is going to throw up 30 shots and hope with everything in him that 15 of them fall. And that's their offense.
Hero's in a position where he has a potential contract extension coming up. And, you know, it's going to be one of those things where it's a, are you going to get a big-time contract? You're going to be in Miami, blah, 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 blah. Best way to lock that up is to be a dominant force in a playoff series. So he'll be extremely motivated. I was chatting with a friend in Miami yesterday, actually. And the rumbling seems to be, okay, would you pay Hero that big contract extension? Will the playoffs have anything to do with it? And would Heat fans just be happy if they get past Atlanta and get into the play-in tournament? So they might not be thinking about a great big long run down there, but Pat Riley probably is. And you can be sure Eric Spoelstra is going to coach like he might be able to get one.
I know the leagues would never do this, but I also don't think the teams under 500 belong in the playoffs. I'm all for teams making the playoffs, but teams under 500 should not be allowed in the playoffs, which would pretty much eliminate everybody but Orlando. You could give Atlanta the 8th seed because they had the 8th best record, but Chicago and Miami had no business being in the playoffs. I'm sorry. If you can't win 40 games to get there, come on.
Well, that's what the play-in tournament's all about.
Yeah, that's why it's horrible. It's horrible.
Except for one thing.
Nope, there isn't. It's horrible. I hate it.
One thing.
Okay, what is it? For your one thing.
Sometimes with injuries and blah, 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 you don't find the best team or you don't find your own best team. You know, like, is Miami playing better now than they have? Is Atlanta playing better now than they have? And it might take you a while to find yourself during the regular season. And that could do it. The one thing about...
Other teams have to find themselves during the regular season. Whether they've got... Everyone's got to deal with injury. Everybody's got to deal with it.
Okay.
Like, this is but, more but of in, a Jeff Phelps
in,
argument,
in some
too.
Specific situations, maybe a team doesn't really get it all together until later in the year.
So give them a commissioner's exemption and let them in the playoffs if they had injury in the beginning of the year. I just don't think it's... like, if you're not 500, and I think this is true in every sport, so please don't think I'm being exclusive to basketball on this. It's just like, wouldn't it have been real easy to look at the Western Conference and go, you know, Golden State, they were 48-34. Memphis, they were 48-34. They deserve to be in. They're the 8th seed. And then you look at Sacramento, they were 40-42, and Dallas was 39-40. They weren't even 500. Like, come on. I understand the money. I understand all those things.
I think there are too many teams and too many playoff teams in most every sport, but it's all about TV and money.
I can live with 8. I think 8 in each conference is right. It's a nice, clean number. It's good. And for the most part,
you got two circles.
That is true. On top, and if you put it on the side, it's
those
infinity,
nice.
Right?
I like them a lot.
Yeah, if it tips over, you got infinity.
You got infinity. Yeah. Look, I can live with Atlanta being 40-42, even though they're under 500, because that's as close as you can bring it. And Orlando was 500. So it's kind of aggravating me that we're waiting for a whole week. Wouldn't it have been nice to start the playoffs yesterday?
I heard Chris Fedor yesterday on the afternoon show with the guys, and Chris made a comment that I thought was absolutely right. And it was, the Cavaliers, because I don't think this is about Atlanta. I don't think it's about Miami. I think it's about the Cavs.
Mm-hmm.
They have to make sure that they hammer Evan Mobley and Jared Allen in the offense.
You know, I agree with that.
It cannot become a backcourt-dominated offense in the playoffs. Backcourt points, though, might be plentiful, can often be hard to come by. And if Evan Mobley continues with the next step that he's made this year, I think he's an offensive force in the playoffs. And I think they have to make sure that they get him the basketball. And we saw times, maybe it was him, maybe it was Scheme in the past under JB in the playoffs, where Evan just didn't get the ball very much. And I think they need to make sure that they get him the ball and that they make sure he's not
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Just in the offense, but a focal point of the offense. Tom is in Mentor. Tom, welcome.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Not too bad, guys. Hey, Andy, I do agree with you. I think, first of all, the playoffs are watered down.
Yeah.
We all know that in all the sports.
Yeah.
But in the NBA, man, you know, 38 and 44, 40 and 42, you're not even 500 and you're making the playoffs. That's why I don't even watch the first round of the playoffs, because I think it's a joke. Unless teams 4-5 or 3-6 might be competitive, but 1-8 and 2-7. I mean, they should basically kill them. And then, I don't know if you remember this, but back, I think it was in 04. I'm not positive the exact year, but it was the St. Louis Cardinals. They were 83-79 and won the World Series.
Well, and that's the scary thing about a playoff series, Tom, right?
I know. But, I mean, were they the best team, though? I mean, they were on that particular month in October or whatever, but I still think they water it down too much. I think division winners, I'm okay with one, maybe two wild cards. But outside of that, when you start going to 3-4 wild cards, now you're looking at 500 teams on under making playoffs. And, I mean, come on. I mean, they're selling tickets for $12 in Dallas.
Yeah, that was the other thing. I noticed that yesterday, too, how cheap the tickets are for these games tonight.
I mean, they don't want to go. Why would you go? I mean, you know you're not going to get past the second round. I mean, what's the point? I mean, you got rid of their best player, and you're going to go to a playoff game that's a bunch of malarkey.
Oh, you know what? We shorted them by $5. It's 19 now. It was 12 yesterday. The Dallas-Memphis game, you can get in for 20 now.
Well, no, I don't know what time it feeds,
yeah.
And that's probably cheaper than a regular season game ticket. I mean, most places. I mean, so I don't know. I just – too much watered down playoffs, I think. Sometimes you lose interest. That's just me.
Tom, thank you very much.
Good job, Tom.
Tom and Menner. Sam Amico covers the NBA, covers the Cavaliers for HoopsWire.com. Sam is coming up next on the show, and I'm anxious to get his thoughts about Evan Mobley in the playoffs. And, you know, last year, Evan pretty consistent from regular season, like field goal attempts, scoring average, to playoff field goal attempts, regular season scoring average. I wonder what Sam thinks about that. Does Evan have to step it up? Do the Cavaliers have to make sure they don't become backcourt dominant in a playoff series, whatever playoff series it is, first round, second round, finals, whatever? Sam, HoopsWire.com, next, right here on 92.3 The Fan.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.